This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Scott Simon is away. Palestinian leaders today are calling Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas' trip to Washington a success. Yesterday's visit marked the first time that President Bush had ever invited a Palestinian Authority leader to the White House. The two men also appeared together at a news conference in the Rose Garden. President Bush is pressing the Palestinians and Israel to move forward with the Mideast peace initiative known as the Roadmap. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon comes to the White House on Tuesday. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
In the Rose Garden, President Bush stood side by side with Abbas, who was wearing a quiet business suit. In appearance, demeanor, and statements, Abbas is the antithesis of the fiery Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian president who has been shunned by the Bush White House for the past 2.5 years. President Bush made it clear that he views Abbas very differently from Arafat. The president repeatedly praised the new prime minister's commitment to fight terrorism.
He understands what I understand. That terrorists, every time, every place, will thwart the desires of those who want peace and freedom.
The president said that results in fighting terror are essential if Israel and the Palestinians are to work out the big issues that fuel their conflict. And with that statement, the president put pressure on Abbas to do what he has been unwilling to do thus far, disarm and arrest militants who stage attacks on Israelis. For his part, Abbas called on Israel to carry out more of its obligations as spelled out in the peace initiative. Abbas said Israeli actions are jeopardizing the vision of a Palestinian state.
This vision cannot be realized if Israel continues to grab Palestinian land, if the settlement activities in Palestinian land and construction of the so-called separation wall on confiscated Palestinian land continue, we might soon find ourselves at a situation where the foundation of peace, a free Palestine state, is a factual impossibility.
President Bush agreed that the security wall is a problem and said he would discuss it with Prime Minister Sharon. He also expressed opposition to Israeli settlement activity, but did not say what he was prepared to do about it. Aaron Miller, president of Seeds of Peace, until January was an advisor to 6 consecutive presidents on Arab-Israeli negotiations. Miller says that what was striking about the news conference was the president's level of engagement with the Palestinians.
I don't think a year ago you would have been able to witness such a press conference, with the president of the United States basically saying to the world that just last week he had met with the Palestinian minister of finance, or mentioning by name Mohammed Dahlan as the Minister of Security, and getting involved in the details of this issue.
Aaron Miller says that presidential focus and leadership is absolutely critical in Middle East diplomacy, along with personal relationships. The president already has excellent relations with the Israelis, Miller notes, and now, he says, President Bush is forging a valuable relationship with the Palestinians. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.